There are 3 months left in this year, so I have a reality check for you. How are things going so far? The year is going to end. Are you struggling with budgeting, or maybe you didn't pay that credit card off like you wanted, or you wanted to start investing, or you wanted to invest more, but that didn't happen, or maybe you started earning more money, but are questioning, where did that money go to? Is that you? I'm curious. You aren't alone in this. We've got you. In this solo episode, I'm going to share with you how you can do this with one simple step. Are you ready to find out more? Let's do it. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Estoy supremamente feliz de estar aquí contigo. Yes. I'm that excited to be here with you. This is Jen Hempel, your host. Today, it's just you and me. If you've been here for a while, you probably have heard me talk about Financially Strong Latina. It's a virtual event that we've had for 2 years, and we're having it for the third year. Now, what's different is in the past years, we have had it in the spring, and this time, it's at the end of the year. O sea, in less than a month. Yes, we are kicking it off in November. If you haven't guessed, that one step that you can take to end this year strong with your finances is to join us in Financially Strong Latina 2023. And I am going to tell you exactly why. The last years of doing Financially Strong Latina has confirmed 3 things for us. Number one, as Latinas, we are hungry to learn about investing, to learn about more about finances, how to manage them better, how to pay off debt more quickly, how to improve our budgeting, all of those things. We are hungry and are ready to learn more. Number two, once we have that knowledge, we are quick to move on that knowledge and take action. All we need is a little bit of knowledge and that motivation, and boom, we are off to the races. And there is one story in particular that I'm going to share with you later that really, really illustrates this point. Number three, we are really more apt to learn from, to pay attention to people that are teaching us who have those shared experiences, aka other Latinos like us. My goal today is to share with you the whole scoop on Financially Strong Latina 2023. So you are armed with all the information you need, you get excited, you get registered, and you invite other amigas, primas, las mamás, las hermanas, all of those to register. And of course, your male friends too, any male counterparts too. We just invite anyone who you feel needs this information. Let's start off with sharing people's experiences. Now, I could read to you, I would have to scroll and scroll and scroll the amazing feedback that we have received in the past years. But instead, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the story of one particular person who sent me a message saying that when she found Financially Strong Latina, she was at zero. She started at zero of knowledge and things of that sort. And as a result of attending Financially Strong Latina, she has maxed out her RIA. She has opened up a high yield savings account. She has put money into CDs. So she has progressed and done things that was a result of just being at this free event. So why I share this with you, because no matter where you're at, whether you're in at the beginning of the journey, or maybe you're at a point in your life that is tough and is challenging, and maybe you're beating yourself up because you're not in a better place financially, or maybe you are excited to just keep moving in this journey, no matter where you're at, this event is going to put you in a better path. Now, Financially Strong Latino is not going to teach you from A to Z in the finances. It's not going to do that, but it's going to give you those nuggets to give you that boost, to give you that push to keep moving. And of course, the motivation. I also share this because it's never too late. It's never too late to make a change. And being that we're 3 months from the end of the year, you can really, really take some action to finish off strong. So what is different this year? We know times have changed. We have lived through the COVID years where everyone was on Zoom, right? And that's how we started this event, doing it virtually. But as time has changed, so have we, right? We as people don't want to be behind the screen in a Zoom call. We want to be in person. And we also, as the people behind the scenes of Financially Strong Latina, we also want to adapt with that. So what we're doing differently, in the past, if you were at Financially Strong Latina, we would do 3 different sessions at 3 different days in the evenings, just to really make sure that those that are working 9 to 5 can attend these sessions. So what we're doing differently is we're going to do a kickoff session with a really exciting guest. And then from there, we're going to be delivering, just dripping some powerful conversations that touch topics of budgeting, that touch the topics of debt, investing. We're in the investing portion. We're answering your questions. And we're also going to be talking about making more money, what to consider, all of those things. And so that's going to be all delivered in different parts of the month of November. This event is kicking off November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And then, so that's the kickoff with the special guest. And after that, we're going to be delivering those powerful videos diving deep into those topics, but diving deep in a very powerful and short bite way where they're under 10 minutes. These videos are under 10 minutes. There's going to be a workbook. There's going to be prizes because really, I really want you to take and consume this information, make sure you fill out the workbook, because when you fill out the workbook, you're writing. And as a result of that writing, you are also able to not just consume the information, but understand. It's going to stick. That information. I'm really excited about the changes. Again, we're thinking about how busy you are, and we just want to deliver those powerful bite-sized pieces to your inbox. There's going to be a workbook and prizes if you participate. So it's really, really exciting stuff. So who is going to speak this year? One of the things that I take really a lot of pride in is that I do my best to bring the best of the best. And as a Latino community, we are fortunate that we have really some amazing, talented people in the world of personal finance. We are bringing in speakers like Linda Garcia, who is a renowned author, and she recently published a book called The Wealth Warrior. We're also going to be joined by Rita Soledad Fernandez, who is a prior teacher. She's used to be a teacher, and now she teaches financial education with her company, Wealth Para Todos. We're also going to be joined again by Natalie Torres Haddad, who is a renowned speaker, author, and I'm excited to have her back. We're going to be joined by Nestor Vargas, who is a certified financial planner, and I really, really enjoy how he teaches investing and how he breaks down those complex topics in an easy way to understand. And finally, we're going to have Andrea Rotondo, who is a bookkeeper, who's going to teach us, when we make this money, how do we organize it? What are some mistakes to avoid, especially if you have a side hustle, starting a small business? That's a powerful conversation to be a part of. So those are the speakers that we have this year. Now, if you have heard those names and you're thinking, those names sound familiar, well, they've all been guests. So in the show notes, we're going to link up those conversations from this podcast so you can get to know our speakers, and you can also go to the registration page to register first register, and you can check out their bio as well. You have heard me in this episode talk about Financially Strong Latina, what is new. I shared with you who the speakers are for this year. So why do you have, you know, why am I pressing? Hey, why do you have to be a Financially Strong Latina this year? Well, number one, no matter where we're at in this journey, maybe we're doing well with our finances, or maybe we're struggling, or maybe we're starting out in terms of getting our stuff together. No matter where we're at, we can all benefit. I have learned from these speakers like you would not believe. So we can all benefit no matter where we're at. And this way we can finish off this year strong. So if you're happy with your progress, you can progress some more. If you're stuck, this event will help you get unstuck. So I'm really excited about that. So make sure you join us. And the second reason is we've been fortunate that for the past few years, this event has been free. And I cannot guarantee it's always going to be free. And I can't guarantee it's always going to be virtual. Eventually, I do want to make sure that I offer this in person. So this would mean in different cities or whatnot. So this is a critical year because things are going to be changing, of course, for the better. We always like to improve. So two main reasons you need to be there is one, no matter where you're at, anyone can benefit. And no matter how much you've progressed, if you're happy of the progress or not, you can continue to have progress. You can reach new strides. And we've been fortunate that it's been free for the past few years, but honestly, I can't always guarantee that it's going to continue to be free or always virtual. So make sure you register. And you're probably asking, so how is this event really going to supercharge my financial knowledge so I can finish off this year strong? Well, number one, you may have participated in a poll, if you recall. Or maybe you didn't, but prior attendees were asked to participate in a poll, and we took your feedback seriously. So we are implementing your feedback in terms of what you wanted to learn, and we are bringing that, making sure that we are addressing that. That's why you're hearing from different topics. In the past, we would have three different discussions, and we would try to do as much, but we're really focusing on one particular topic for each of those sessions. So that is a way that you're going to supercharge. We're really diving into those topics that you really asked about. We're focusing on those questions that you did ask. We're making sure, because we know you're busy, we're making sure that we deliver those in bite-sized pieces. We're going to be encouraging you. We're going to be motivating you. We're going to provide, as I mentioned earlier, a workbook. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have a whole lot of fun in the month of November. So definitely get ready. Make sure you register. And I know I've said that like a million times already, or should I say it one more time? Never mind. No, I'm kidding. Today's just been me and you primarily. Now I want to bring in Veronica Segovia Bedon from AARP, our exclusive sponsor, so she can share why she's excited about this year's event. And she's also going to share some other things that you can look forward to hearing about. So here we go. Let's go and talk to Veronica Segovia Bedon. Veronica, as much as you've been on this podcast, I think you should be an honorary host.
Oh my gosh, I love that idea. Let me know when I can do that. I'm happy to co-host with you or do something fun like that. That would be great.
Yeah, because you've been here. You've been so supportive. And today you're here because we're about to do Financially Strong Latina in November 1st. And can you tell us why are you excited and why should people register?
I'm so excited about Financially Strong Latina 2023, Jen. I have to say, is this our third or fourth year working together?
This is the third year.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited as just about how it's progressed and how you've built such a great opportunity for us as Latinas to get exposed to content and information about saving, about planning, dipping our toes in things we don't even know about, like hiring an advisor or looking into what a certified financial counselor is, what that value is that you bring, that unique value that helps us as Latinas get in touch with why we have the relationship we do with money, so that we can better understand our financial journey, what our footprint is and where we're going, where we want to be. So that's why I get really excited about supporting Financially Strong Latina. I have the honor and privilege of working for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at AARP. And at AARP, we want to empower folks to choose how they live as they age. And as you know, one of the main things that, you know, gives us our opportunity is our financial health and what that looks like. So that's why I'm so excited to be a part of Financially Strong Latina again this year.
Yes, 3 years. And what can people look forward to? Because you've sponsored, AARP has sponsored this event for 3 years. What can attendees look forward to hearing from or learning about? Those, especially that maybe... Well, AARP is a very, very household name, right? Everybody knows. But in case people don't know, what could they look forward to learning about?
Well, I appreciate your saying that because to me and to you and to actually a lot of people out there, AARP is a household name. But you might be surprised to know that in homes where we speak Spanish most of the time, or if we have members of our family who maybe aren't as familiar with AARP, Financially Strong Latina offers us this opportunity to connect to Latinas. And as we know, Latinas, we are that CEO of our household. We really are connectors and navigators for our parents, our aunts, our uncles, our tios, our tias, our abuelas. And so one of the great things that I love about Financially Strong Latina is the opportunity to bring these tools and resources that AARP has, including expert content and actual tools for those of us who want tools and want resources to help us manage either our debt or deal with unplanned expenses. What I'm really excited for all the Financially Strong Latinas out there who are going to join the event to see is really the tools and resources that AARP has, such as, you know, I really like our interview and advisor tool, which, you know, hiring a financial advisor can feel like a very daunting or intimidating task. And so what I love about interview and advisor is that it offers us questions that we need to consider when hiring someone, you know, what we want to know and what's in our best interest. So I really, really appreciate access to that tool. I really appreciate the opportunity to grow some awareness for Savvy Student Loan, the tool that helps people pay down their student loans and really understand how best to do that. Of course, I love promoting AARP Money Map, which is a great tool with many different pieces of it. There's a budgeting piece. There's an unplanned expense piece. There's debt management. It's a great tool, AARP Money Map. And then also, I would love the opportunity to really tease up some of the new campaigns that we're going to be putting out there, you know, right as Financially Strong Latina is kicking off. And that one really has to do with understanding that it's never too late to start saving. It's never too late to start thinking about retirement. I mean, never too early to start thinking about retirement. So really excited about some of those opportunities, really bringing to the forefront and bringing to the Financially Strong Latinas who are be tuning in some of these great resources and tools from AARP.
Well, I'm excited as well to learn about these because some of these, as you said, are new. So I'm really looking forward to learning more. Well, I appreciate you joining us, Veronica, and being a part of Financially Strong Latina again.
Thank you so much. I'm so, so happy to be here. And I'm so excited for November 1st. And between now and then, let's just keep it going. FinanciallyStrongLatina.com. Tell everyone to go and register or get on the list so that they can get updates.
You've probably gotten the memo already that I really want you to join us in this year's Financially Strong Latina event. So if you haven't registered, remember it is free. You can register at financiallystronglatina.com and that will be in the show notes. And I just encourage you to do it now. It doesn't take long. It's a quick process. And I encourage you to do it now because we get busy. Life gets busy and we may have the best intentions and we forget and the event will come and go and I don't want you to miss it. Next week on the podcast, we're going to learn and meet Gigi Gonzalez, who is also known as the First Gen Mentor. And if you're on TikTok, you may have come across her. So don't miss that conversation because it is a good one. Bueno, pues that is everything. I really appreciate you being here and taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/368. That is jenhemphill.com/368. Remember that being the reign of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Chao.